station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, March 7th. We're back with you.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. It's supposed to be a rainy day, but there's no friggin' rain.
Yet. There was
You're
last
happy
night.
About that, really. Yeah, I saw that it actually rained last night, and I'm like, that figures, you know? I never get to enjoy the rain. It's always when I'm sleeping. What can I tell you?
I don't
know?
Want
I mean,
to
if we already have a cloudy day, it might as well rain.
Right? Yeah. I agree. I'm like, if it's going to be cloudy, it might as well pour. Yeah. That way it won't be cloudy no more.
Right. So, you're going to be gone next week. Do you want to talk about it at all? Or?
Sure, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to John of God, which is what we've talked about for, I don't know, months now, I guess.
Right. So tell us about him. Who is he?
John of God, and there's an amazing clip that I'm going to put up on my Facebook that Gail did yesterday for about 10 minutes. Basically, they're like the Today Show, but in Canada.
Uh-huh.
So it was phenomenal. Anyway, they had like Oprah and Wayne Dyer on it, and Gail was, you know, explaining everything. So anyway, John of God is this Brazilian healer. He's an older man, and even though he's called John of God, it doesn't really have to do with religion or anything.
Right.
Don't get let that scare you, because people come from all walks of life and all sorts of religions to come see him. And they claim that if you're in his presence, then you're cured of all types of cancers and ailments and even like career stuff. It could be anything at all. Like, it just kind of puts you, I think in a way it's similar, like their reconnection maybe, like it kind of just puts you on your path.
Right.
But it does cure. So I do find that it is very similar energies, and they could be quite the same, whereas the reconnection teaches you how to do it.
Right.
And John of God does not.
I see. So he
you
just
have to go
does
to him.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
So what he does, and this is really quite interesting, he is a well-known medium, and his eyes are dark brown. And when he invokes the spirit, his eyes actually change to blue.
Really?
Right in front of everyone's eyes. You
wow.
can watch it right in front of you. So that is, you know, kind of blowing a lot of people away and made them, okay, this guy's not him. And he speaks, they have interpreters, so there'll be interpreters there too, because he's Portuguese, or Portuguese, I think they speak. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, you said you he lives in Brazil,
yeah.
right? Yeah, it's Portuguese.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you come up and they're expecting 10,000 people to show up
really?
This week. Yeah.
Wow.
And we have the Toronto Convention Center.
Uh-huh.
I've been working on this event with Gail for a long time now.
Yeah.
And it just kind of like in my face, I kind of forgot that it was so soon. And I, it's funny because I freaked out and didn't buy my tickets. So I was like, oh my God. And I looked online and it was like over $1,000 now for,
wow.
you know, us to go from here. And 2 weeks ago, it was only 400.
Are you
but,
serious?
Yeah. I just.
Wow. How terrible.
Yeah.
Is,
I just
man.
Forgot, but whatever. Yeah. It's taken care of. So it's, I'm going, but, and I had this whole thing where, you know, okay, so I've done all this work into the event. I went to Toronto a couple weeks ago
right.
to help set up and do a press conference there. And it was really cool and really incredible that everyone, I mean, everyone's involved in it. And so, basically, what happened was this guy is so well known that Oprah found out.
Mm.
And, I'm sorry, Wayne Dyer found out first. And Wayne Dyer is a very, very well known, he's an author and speaker. And
right.
radio host.
Yeah, like a life
everything.
Coach and stuff.
Right.
And he's become a lot more spiritual now, you know.
Recently, yeah.
I used to read his books like back in the 70s,
yeah.
back in the old days. And he wrote books like, you know, Your Erroneous Zones and
yeah.
Pulling Your Own Strings and things like that. But then he started becoming very spiritual in
yeah.
his books. And today, I know sometimes they show him on PBS.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so he talks
he's
about this
everywhere,
stuff.
Yeah.
yeah.
So he's a huge icon. And so he didn't even go down there.
Mm-hmm.
He had sent a photo in, And because you can do photo healings with John of God.
Really?
And he had sent a photo in and was cured of cancer. So
Wayne Dyer was?
Yes.
Really?
So he was so blown away by everything that I think he eventually went down. Mm. And then Oprah found out about it through Wayne. And Wayne was on her show. And so then Oprah went down for her own personal reasons. They won't release what happened or anything. But
right.
She went down and said it was the most incredible experience she had ever had and was blown away by it. And
wow.
Endorses John of God as well.
Sounds intriguing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've had this whole thing like, you know, gosh, should I go? Should I not go? I'm tired of traveling. I'm so sick of traveling.
Yeah.
I really am. I don't want to go anywhere. And the event is only, it's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but there's like set up on Thursday. Well, there's a store that opens on Thursday. So everyone's setting up like Wednesday through, and breakdown on Monday.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, well, I'll go like Wednesday, Thursday, you know?
Yeah.
No, there are no flights. I mean, it would be like $2,000 to
right.
do it. So, this is from LA. So, for those of you who are in Toronto area, you should definitely go check it out. It's at the Toronto Convention Center, next weekend. They can go to johnofgodlive.com for more information and tickets. They do recommend you wear all white, which is so...
Really?
See, I'm against a lot of that. I don't think it really matters.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's stupid.
I think it's the color of giving, isn't it?
It's the color of light. It's the color of... Well, not really light. It's the color of... they say healing, but they say that when you wear these white colors... that the spirits can see through you. Now, you know what? They're looking into your soul anyway.
Right.
It has nothing to do with what you're wearing. That doesn't make any sense to me. So I think that...
Well, but it doesn't make sense that he can heal either, you know?
Right.
You just got to go along with it.
Well, but there's been a million healers, and I mean, and there's a million different things. And just like by just seeing what I've seen with, you know, reconnective work and that, it's... I just think it doesn't really matter. It doesn't even... it needs to make sense to me, and it doesn't
right.
make sense to me. So... I'm going to wear white just because everyone else is.
Right.
Because I'm not going to be the one that's throwing the event and
yeah.
there's the girl wearing red, you know? I don't really have much all white, so it's definitely going to be some colors thrown in there. But
yeah.
I'm going to try my best just because I'm not going to disrespect.
Right.
But I think it is completely asinine, personally.
Right.
But on another note...
hold on a second. There's a phone call coming
in. Oh, it might be.
Could that be our guest?
It could be our guest.
Okay, let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, good morning. It's Colin Christopher speaking.
Yes, Colin. Good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. Are you on a speakerphone by any chance? Can you pick it up?
Hold on one second here.
Thank you. We want to hear you clearly.
Sure. Is that better?
A little bit. Yeah. Where are you calling us from today, Colin?
I'm up in Canada. Hold on, let me just move around a little bit and see if it's...
Okay. No, I mean, we can...
hear my room.
Yeah, maybe it's just in the background or something. But, I mean, you sound fine. That's fine. So,
okay, perfect.
Yeah. So, where in Canada are you?
I'm up in Edmonton, Alberta.
Oh, wow. It's cool there. Is it cold? Freezing?
Yeah, it's been pretty chilly over the last couple of days. It's actually... I'm looking out my window right now, and it's snowing.
Oh, wow.
Wow. How
I feel
cool.
like it's snowing everywhere right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know, except here. It doesn't even rain here. So, Colin, tell us a little bit about what it is that you're involved with and a little background on you and what it is that you do.
Yeah, sure. I'm a hypnotist primarily, so most of the time I get up on stage and do fun, entertaining shows. And then from there, I have a private practice where I help people do all kinds of things like quitting smoking, losing weight, that kind of stuff is the common things that hypnosis is known for.
Right.
But we do other things like helping with pregnancy as well as improving athletic performance to fears and phobias, those kinds of things. And then I've written a book called Success Through Manipulation, Subconscious Reactions That'll Make or Break You.
Uh-huh.
And in there, I basically... define things that you're reacting to, like your environment, your family, friends, work, those kinds of things, and how those reactions are dictating your outcomes. And from there, basically, you can identify them and then change them.
Right.
So I guess give us an example of, like, because obviously I feel like a lot of people can be manipulated every day. I mean, we're more manipulated by ads, commercials, billboards, you know, I feel like every day. What can you give us an example of or
An example of manipulation that you would see every day? Is that what you're sort of
Well,
asking?
Kind of like an example of, like, in your book, like, what would be, you just gave a few, I don't know what I was saying. I'm sorry, yeah. I tuned out. Yeah. I'm ADD and I forgot what I was saying
She's trying to ask, you know, I mean, an example of how to manipulate people, or how people manipulate each other.
I forgot what I was saying.
That's cool.
At least she's here.
One of the examples I'd like to get a case study in my book, it talks about quitting smoking and how a woman, she had been smoking for about 25 years and she wanted really wanted to quit, and you know, she'd tried all the you know, the drugs and all those kinds of things, and you know, the cold turkey and every method under the sun. So she came to see me for quitting smoking, and basically we hypnotized her back to when she started smoking, and she was having a fight with her mom because her parents got divorced. Uh-huh. And she wanted to get back at her mom, and so to tick off her mom, she started smoking.
Wow.
And so 25 years later, she's still smoking. And, you know, every time she's around her mom, she kind of needs a cigarette and those kinds of things. So they were just triggering. So the environment was, her mother was triggering her. Her stress was triggering her to want to smoke. And, like, when you work at work, she's stressed, so the stress triggered her to smoke. So once she realized what she was doing, like, her subconscious mind from 14, when she was 14, was manipulating her into smoking. And from there, she basically she stopped because she realized what she was doing.
Right.
So that's an example of something that you do.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you said you also use hypnosis for entertainment and stuff. So you're not only a mm-hmm. hypnotherapist, but you also use it for entertainment. Don't you, like, patients and stuff or clients, you know, don't they become sort of concerned that, you know, maybe this is not as serious as it could be? When you use it
yeah, absolutely. From the entertainment standpoint, because you a lot of people see people do all kinds of weird, crazy stuff, and
right.
And so they think it's not that serious. But then when they actually realize that, you know, you take a look at it. If I can take somebody up on stage in 3 minutes, make them, you know, think that they've won the lottery and their boss stole their ticket, they got to get the ticket out of their boss's underwear.
Right.
If I can do that in 3 minutes, then you know, what can I do to help you? One-on-one doing hypnotherapy.
Right. Now, how long ago did you get into this?
I actually personally saw a show probably, I think it was about 16 years ago, really liked it,
uh-huh.
started reading up on it, and to become the clinical hypnotherapist, it took me, I think, just under 2 years of schooling.
Oh, wow. So anybody can learn how to do this pretty much? It's not like a mysterious thing, right?
But you got to go to school
for
it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's cool and it can be mysterious, but yeah, anybody can spend the time and learn it and learn the techniques and how it's done.
Right. So is it mainly like to quit smoking, change habits, things like that, that you focus on in your therapy?
I focus on whatever the clients kind of want to come and see me for. The common ones are the quitting smoking, losing weight, but I specialize a little bit more in fears and phobias. And those kinds of things, and sexual dysfunction, like a lot of, as long as there's nothing physically wrong with somebody, like I always get them to make sure they've been checked out by a doctor, but sometimes there's that mental performance aspect of erectile dysfunction and those kinds of things for some older gentlemen.
Right. So you can't really affect anything physical like John of God that we were talking about here. I mean, he's a different kind of healer, but at the same time, you can help people mentally, emotionally, things like that.
Yeah, definitely. It's really about getting them focused properly and mentally, emotionally, partially spiritually. It depends on how spiritual the person is, whether they're receptive to the spiritual aspects or not.
Right.
It's really about getting their mind thinking in the right way, in the right direction, so that they can help themselves.
Right.
But I have done sessions. There's one that I did with a woman. She was actually having, she had to have her ovaries removed. She had ovarian cancer.
Uh-huh.
And she'd been undergoing treatment for quite a long time. And she just came for healing of any kind, whatever she could get. And we hypnotized her back to when she was little, and she was being ridiculed with her and her mother in a market. Mm-hmm. And she had decided at that point in time that she wasn't going to have children because she was of a mixed origin, and she just thought her decision as like this 6-year-old girl was, I'm not going to have kids because mixed origin children are, it's too much work and nobody likes them. And So bringing her back to the present, we removed the, it wasn't that we removed the memory, but we resolved it so that she, her current, I think she was 36, was able to really understand what was happening. And then from there, she still went and saw her doctor and all those kinds of things, but she ended up not having to have her ovaries removed. She went back into remission. Everything was fine.
See, that is
so
huge.
There's that mental aspect.
Yeah, that is huge. And I've actually heard of some cases that are very similar to that through hypnotherapy. So I think that's amazing, and I definitely recommend, you know, hypnotherapy first before trying prescription. I mean, I'm always against prescriptions, but, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible.
I mean, the medical, there's great things about either or. It's just, from my perspective, it's about getting your mind focused in the right way.
Absolutely.
And then when your mind's focused in the right way and you're thinking the right things, then you can deal with things much more effectively.
Right.
Can you make me not ADD?
Well, maybe he could.
Sure,
you never
could.
Know. Yeah, you never know. Now, I wanted to ask you, I see that this also talks, I'm looking at your website and stuff, and you train management teams to strengthen their leadership. And so tell us a little bit about that aspect of it.
Yeah, sure. Well, basically what happens is I deal more with the management change, like when groups are having difficulty. Like there's all kinds of things, like with the economy and all that kind of stuff, where they're just going through massive changes. They don't know what's going on.
Right.
So it's a matter of when people don't know what's going on, is how do you refocus? How do you improve your performance when you don't know what the outcomes are going to be? And it's more about taking a look at what their problems are, and then from that perspective, moving forward and seeing, like, there was one company I did where they were having an issue with getting this technical certification. But they had all these banners up saying certification means more money in your pocket and those kinds of things. Or actually, we got them to put those banners up because they didn't have them before. And it just reinforced the mental, it sort of subliminally conditioned their workers to realize, you know what, if we get the certification, we're all going to get raises. And they finally got it. Like, they've been working for, I think it was 3 years to try and get the certification. They couldn't get it.
Right.
So I came in, I think it was 4 months later, they improved it. But it's not as exciting as the hypnosis shows.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But your website is successthroughmanipulation.com.
Manipulation. I thought you were going to say, like, menopause for a minute.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you saying?
Manipulation.
Success through menopause? I don't know if I could, as a male, I'm not sure I'm
going to forward that. And you guys can find the book on the website and find out more about Colin. Now, when did you release the book? Is that rather new?
Yeah, that just came out in January.
Oh, wonderful. So I know a book is usually like a little baby, you know, so I'm excited for you. And everybody go out and get the book. I see it's also on Amazon and everywhere else, but definitely get it through the website. And Colin, thank you. This is fascinating.
Oh, my pleasure.
All the best to you, and success with the book. Success through manipulation.
Success through manipulation. I just like that.
Okay, Colin. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So have you ever gotten hypnotherapy?
I went once for smoking. It didn't work. But they say you have to go once.
Yeah, you have to go at least like two or three times.
Really?
And I think, well, because there's different triggers, and they could get like one trigger, but they might not get, you know, all of them.
Right.
It could be like one trigger could be your mother. The next trigger could be, I don't know, something that happened around that time, you know, when you first started doing it. Another trigger could be an emotional state.
Right.
So it's like you have to hit all of those triggers at once. And if they just hit one, you're still doing it because you still see your mother.
Right.
And they forgot that one.
And,
you know?
And plus, it's important to want to change and want to stop smoking. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't sure that I wanted to.
Well, you have to want to. Yeah. I
mean, yeah.
That's the thing. Like, it's not like a hypnotherapist can put bad things in your brain or make you do anything,
right?
Because you still have willpower. It's just a matter of reprogramming it slightly so you think differently, but they can't do it unless you want it.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Actually, I was once I went to a hypnotherapist actually, and that was pretty much I don't know. It wasn't for smoking. I don't remember what it was. Maybe just kind of go through it.
Yeah.
And I remember it was like an amazing feeling. You know, it's like you're aware there's someone there, But you're in a totally different place. You know, have you been through it?
Oh, absolutely. I've done several sessions on it. Because I've had some girlfriends that, you know, are hypnotherapists. So I've done it for biting my nails.
Yeah.
Which it did work for about 6 months.
Wow.
And then I started doing that again.
Yeah.
And we were trying to figure out what the triggers were for that, but it was funny. And then I went again because my other girlfriend, she's just an incredible... She's a hypnotherapist, but she also is a medium through it.
Uh-huh.
It's very interesting. So wow. I went to her during a time and these messages came through. It was pretty cool. Actually, it was really neat.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sounds cool.
So how about this?
Yes.
How about I found out that somebody, names not mentioned, were airing my commercials again.
Oh.
So, but I haven't been paid.
No royalties for you, huh?
So, well, yeah, that was interesting. So, no one told me.
Right.
So, I went and sent an email last night, so we'll see what happens. But I'm like, that's really funny because I've been wanting them to air again. Like, just please air, please
right.
air.
And yeah, I missed my check. Send somebody.
I missed my check. Yeah, so, found out that they were, and not just, and I guess we were on Fox News. Like 2 days ago?
Really?
They aired my clip on there.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why, but they did. So, yeah.
To discuss their commercials and how they don't play their pay their actors.
Maybe. I guess so. Don't know.
Yeah,
funny.
I mean, how do you find out? I mean, if you don't know, if you don't hear it through someone, you wouldn't know.
You know? Wouldn't. They used
to be. There's got to be a way to cover your ass, no?
Yeah, there are some ways. And sometimes they're listed, like infomercials usually have blocked out their pre-bought slots.
Mm-hmm.
So online, or you can go on your menu on your TV.
Right.
And it'll actually say, like, the names of the infomercials.
Right.
So I used to search for them.
Really?
Yes.
But I mean, in general, though, how do people find out? You just have to.
There is a list you can do.
To
and,
trust.
And no. Normally, it goes through SAG or AFTRA.
Right.
With infomercials, it's a little different. It depends on what your deal was. I know the list of where to get them.
Right.
I'm not gonna go into that now, but yeah. So it's interesting. But you can just, you know, go on TV. I used to go on because it'll say male enhancement.
Yeah.
And you can go on and, like, all the male enhancements were ours.
Yeah.
Now there's so many, but so you don't know what you're going to get when you see it. But
yeah.
We're usually on, like, Spike, Comedy Central. I mean, that's, like, the usual ones.
Right, yeah.
Like, what men usually watch.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah.
I mean, they have those everywhere. I saw them the other day at a smoker's shop where you got to get, like, a lighter and cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah.
They were selling them there.
Because, think about it, mostly men go in that shop.
Probably,
you know?
Yeah. I figure, hey, give me something to get hard. You know? Definitely goes with the cigarettes and the lighter.
And
the rolling papers.
And, yeah, exactly.
That's funny, man.
Wait, so when you smoke, do you, like, okay, because many people do this, and they take cigarettes and they unwrap them, or cigars and unwrap them, and put their pot in there.
Really? Why would they
like
do that?
Like, what do you,
maybe they don't know how to roll a joint.
I guess. I don't know. I guess because they want the tobacco parts still.
Oh, they mix it with the tobacco?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
So gross. I guess it's a European thing.
Maybe they want to do it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is. Maybe they want to make it less strong. I don't know what. But
I don't know. Wouldn't it make it more because you've got two different.
No, because the tobacco doesn't get you high.
Yeah. It does if you don't smoke it.
That's true. It's a gross habit, though, man. I'm telling you, you know. So, So, well, I cut you off before, but I don't remember what we were talking about.
Back to the John of God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it'll be interesting. I just felt like I had to go because either I can wait and spend $3,000 on a trip to Brazil.
Right.
Or I just go now when it's like nothing.
Right.
So
now, you'll probably get to meet him in person, right?
Everybody does.
Oh, really?
So anyone,
10,000 people?
Will? Yeah, they have it set up. So there's a morning session and a day or a evening session. And you go up one at a time and you go up to see him. Meanwhile, everyone else is meditating or, you know, doing like a prayer thing or in the crystal room or there's beds or there's all kinds of stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah.
But 10,000 people, that's a lot to accommodate. How the hell is he going to do that?
He does it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
So he'll like everybody that walks up to him.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, I would think if that was true, if that was real,
yeah.
Although, you know, how can you fool 10,000 people? I don't know. But at the same time, if it's real, I mean, this guy would be like freaking, you know, I don't know, like the Messiah or something.
People come from all around the world to go to Brazil to see him.
Right, but it's not he's like really famous and people know about him.
He doesn't try
him,
to be.
Know?
Most people do.
Well, he doesn't have to.
But he doesn't try to be.
Yeah,
like,
neither did Mother Teresa.
He won't do any interviews.
Right.
You're lucky if you, you know, get like Gail did a small documentary on him, but it was under the control of the Casa and kind of what they wanted.
Oh.
You know, they're very particular. They won't do any radio. They won't do any TV. They won't do anything like that.
Really?
Nothing. Yeah.
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 But I still think a lot of people would know him. He'd be considered like, you know, the healer of the world. I mean, you know, I've never heard of anything
right.
like that or anybody else, you know, that can do this. But if it is,
world.
I mean, yeah, I mean, more power to him. What can I say, you know? I mean, if that was true, I would fly my mom out from Israel to Toronto and have him fix her back, man.
She's that is one thing is you don't have to physically be there. Just like Wayne Dyer was a big example of that.
Really?
You could just send photos. Yeah, or you could go and put your intention of whoever you want it to be on.
Uh-huh.
And they do it. And that's what Wayne Dyer did. He just sent in a photo.
Really?
And he looked at the photo and it was done.
Wow.
Yeah. Gail's had some things with that too. She sent in a photo for some lady who was cured and went back for cancer treatment like the next week and there wasn't anything there.
Wow.
So, and there's a lot of reports of this. This is, and I'm not saying it every single person could be healed because she was saying, you know, a lot of it's emotional for people.
Right, right.
It could be physical, it could be emotional, it could be spiritual. It just, you don't know.
Yeah,
but there are a lot of people that you see walking on wheelchairs that are walking out.
Really?
That is, yeah, it's pretty phenomenal.
Wow.
In that sense. And they say you're really tired and, you know, like the typical type things. But they have these really weird rules. So another rule that they have is if you get a surgery of some sort, if he goes in and it could be an emotional surgery, whatever. If he does something to you and they will let you know, you go and you have to take these herbs
uh-huh.
every day for like a week after. And I've taken the herbs before and I feel like they made me sick. But I think it was they had too much calcium in it or something. But anyway, so you make them take the herbs and then they say no sex for a week. Now,
wow.
I don't understand why.
Yeah, what's the connection?
Nothing there? Touched me at all. Why? So I didn't understand that. And it's funny because someone I know didn't understand that either and went ahead and had sex anyway.
Right.
And she said that the weirdest thing happened at that very same day. They had these crazy bruises that showed up around their
really?
Areas, like on their legs around
uh-huh.
there, both of them, that it was just too weird for
wow.
that to ever just appear. And it was like the day after. And she was like, oops. And then the guy got like something happened, like, I don't know if it was a hernia or something happened where he couldn't like have sex for a week.
Wow.
Forced him to not.
Really?
It was very interesting. So I'm like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
But what's the lesson here? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they know something we don't.
Yeah, but see, yeah. The thing is with me, and then they said no pork, which I don't eat meat anyway, so I don't care. So, I mean, I guess my whole thing is I need to know why. Like, you need
yeah.
to explain to me the reason behind it, because if you tell me not to do it, I'm going to do it.
Right.
I want to know, I don't really believe you. I think you're full of shit.
Right.
So I want to see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? I think it goes with a lot of people.
Yeah. So you go in there to be healed as well? You need some healing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't?
I guess that's true, you know.
But anyway, that comes from... It's funny because when I thought of that, I thought of like, this is coming from the girl who doesn't stop it. Those stupid red light cameras and getting on... Okay, by the way, I brought this up before, but this is so annoying. And it's like... I'm kind of like amazed by the people that actually stop at them. You know the stoplights to get on before the highway?
Right.
I don't see the point of it. So for those of you who
stop at it?
No.
Oh, there's a big point to it, believe
so,
me.
So, okay. So listen.
But go on.
For those of you who don't know this, only in California is this. There is a getting the ramp onto the highway or the freeway or whatever you call it, expressway, wherever you are. There is a red light. to, like, you're pulling on the ramp. And normally you would pull on the ramp and just go, right?
Right.
There is a red light where you have to stop. And you have to wait for it to turn green in order to go.
Right.
Because they think this manages traffic
flow. And it's one car at a time.
Right. And they, it's so crap. And they think that this manages traffic flow. It doesn't.
It does.
Well, here's the thing.
How do you know it doesn't?
Well, here's another thing.
Right.
What is the difference between paying for electricity, paying for a light to go on and off, to be on all the time, on every on-ramp, there pretty much is,
versus
a stop sign, where you have to stop anyway and then go.
Right.
It's no different. It's just saving money. And this is what I'm talking about, the state of California being in so much debt. This is like one of the stupid, most idiotic reasons. Prime example of these stupid freaking lights.
You're that, worried about the electricity for the light?
Yeah, what bothers me is the fact that they can pay and have the money to do that, but they can't pay and have the money for left turn green signals.
Yeah.
So the left arrow at a red light on a normal street, they don't have them. There's like very few if they have them. And I find that so obnoxiously annoying because the traffic is so ridiculous here that it's really hard to turn. You can't just turn.
Right.
You have to go on red. And it's just ridiculous. And it's like if they just had a left green arrow signal, it would save a lot of traffic.
But some intersections do, right?
Not very many.
Well, there's quite a few, I think.
On La Brea, like major streets like La Brea and Highland, they do not.
Yeah.
And those, I might tell you.
I hate driving in Hollywood. But the thing is this. You have to understand something. I know that as drivers we get irritated, but these engineers are faced with, okay, we've got like a ton of traffic here. What are we going to do about it?
How do
we do this?
Left turn, green signals.
And if you notice also, you know, sometimes it seems like you're sitting there for like 5 minutes. It's usually like 30 to 60 seconds at the light. You know, it just seems like
I don't stop.
Yeah.
I don't see the point. I'm not one.
Oh, you mean the one that you get on the highway?
On the ramp. Here's the thing.
You're
if
crazy.
I think something is idiotic, I'm not going to do it. That is idiotic. I'm not doing it.
That's
I've never done it.
An expensive ticket.
I've never done it. And here's the thing. If you're in the hov, they have two lanes, right?
Right.
So if there's carpool lane next to it, they can just keep going and not stop.
Right.
Whereas you have to stop otherwise. I think that is just like so freaking ridiculous. I mean, it is just literally a waste of money. It is so dumb. It is so, so dumb.
Not if you understand how it works. You know,
I've never stopped in the 10 years I've lived here.
I
gotta
give you a book. I have a book here called Traffic. And it's an amazing book. It tells you everything you ever wanted to know about traffic.
Why do I give a
and
shit?
It's an amazing
Most of it is
because
from moronic idiots who are complete rubbernecks that have to turn. Do you know?
No, that's not it. I mean,
this morning?
There's explanations why on the freeway sometimes, like, you know, the traffic slows, but then you move forward and there's nothing there.
It's because of a turn or because, like, they slow down here or they're rubbernecking on the other lanes. Just for example, like this morning, I was so mad. I was like, everything was fine.
Right.
And then I get to where there's two highways that split. There's the 170 and then there's the 101.
Right.
And I'm on the 134 that goes into their one or whatever. So then at the 101, usually it's before that. So I'm like glad that I got to it when I did or I would have not made it.
Right.
But you just sit and you're sitting. And I'm like, why the hell are we sitting here? Is it because the two lanes all go into one? Is that must be where
right.
it must be it.
Yeah.
So, okay. No. Because this happens every morning, and it's never this bad.
Right.
I mean, no. There is a lady pulled over with the side of the road with a tow truck just there, and she's talking to the guy.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at her. Do you realize that I was in 10 minutes,
right.
10 minutes, because I watched the clock,
right.
that I was sitting there waiting to get by because everyone wanted to look at her.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about her. I don't give a shit about the damn tow truck and her stupid, ugly car. I don't care about any of it. That doesn't affect me. What it's affecting me right now is the fact that all these morons are stopping to look at her and I can't get to where I need to be.
Yeah.
That affects me.
Right.
That pisses me off.
But that's the behavior of crowds. There's nothing you can do about it.
I literally, people that look at other people's business, I want to slap them so hard upside the head that their heads fall off.
Yeah.
That's what I want. They're like chickens who running around, which I've done, chopping chickens' heads off and watching them run around with their head ahead and they're like bobbling and they still run around. That's what most people are like, and it irritates me. It's just like, and this is just with driving. This isn't with anything else. I'm just talking and driving. I'm not some crazy lunatic that's like everyone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when it comes to driving, it irritates the hell out of me. Mind your own freaking business.
Right. But you know what? People are on the freeway. They get curious. They get bored. And they want to see what the hell's going on.
And by turning your head, which you're going to cause more accidents. I had this thing that I was going to invent. You're going to laugh. I was 8. I was 8 years old. I designed this. I still have it. And I still thought about doing it. And it's this thing where if ever there's any call and anyone's on the side of the road, you know, you hit those call buttons and someone comes, like, right. you know, whatever. Or you listen to the scanners. This company comes out and they put up, it's a company that just does this. They put up a barrier. So it's like a big, like a wall, basically, right. to wall around so no people on the road that are passing by can see what's going on the other side of the wall.
Right.
And on the wall it says, you want to know what happened? Watch CBS News tonight.
Right.
Or it gets sponsors in order to pay, you know, from news companies to pay for it.
Right.
Or it could be a division of the news company. There's many ways you could do it. That would help alleviate so much traffic and more accidents, because more accidents are caused by stupid rubberneckers that are looking to see what's happening.
Yeah.
So, and this is like, and I invented this when I was 8 years old. Can you imagine? 8 years old. My brain is always
what
on
a barrier
overload.
There.
Yeah, exactly. You come out on a truck and I unravel like a big, you know, like a big bulletin thing.
Right.
So you can't see what's going on.
You mean if I'm pulled over or something?
If you're pulled over. If you're, but it has to be like an accident or, you know, where there's people that are responded.
Right.
So
you'll move it, the accident over to the shoulder and then put a barrier.
Right, you're
so
on the shoulder and you put a barrier. Right,
you're out of your mind.
No, why am I out of my mind? Why? Why wouldn't it come on the tow truck company? Why? Maybe the tow truck comes and they're dealing with it, but an extra person is there to unravel this thing that goes around. So you stupid idiots out there, don't rubberneck and cause more accidents and cause more traffic.
So then these people are
going
to be curious about the company putting the barriers
no,
out.
No, because the big sign says in huge-ass letters that you can see from far away, watch on CBS News if you want to know. In the beginning, it's going to be like, what's going on?
Right.
But when we'll do a mass campaign letting everyone know what's going on, because you all are freaking morons causing more traffic and more, you know, accidents.
Right.
And eventually they'll get used to it. They don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
But it's like conditioning society.
Yeah, but there's no easy solution to the traffic problem, man. I mean, it just sucks, you know? It really does. Yeah. Anyway, did you hear that now they're going to allow knives on airplanes? They just changed
their
minds.
Yeah.
And my question is, what the fuck do you need a knife on the airplane for? In fact...
Cutting your meat in first class.
In fact, didn't we talk about this already? I remember I said the same thing.
Cutting your meat in first class.
Yeah, right.
Here's the thing. If you're allowing knives, you should be allowed to have scissors.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that... Yeah,
why are
but
they
why
allowing it? What are they saying?
I don't know if they're allowing scissors, too. I don't know, but... It's like they're saying that, you know, the blade has to be no more than 2 inches long, which is still, I mean, you can kill someone with a blade like that.
What
you can hurt them badly.
What is their reasoning?
I don't know. They're just saying they're trying to relax the rules and stuff, you know. But they're saying that...
Okay, why would a person need to carry a knife?
That's what I'm asking. Well, because people, they figure there's a lot of pocket knives, and people use it for camping, for travel, for things like that, right?
Use them.
But yeah, so just buy one wherever you go into. Shit, you know?
I will say that I was really pissed off once. Well, this is different, but my my mom bought this really, really nice cake knife, like a really beautiful cake knife, and had given it... to me and someone when we were visiting for Christmas one year. And we forgot and didn't pack it in the bag.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, well, it's a cake knife. It's not even like it's a knife. It's like a very nice, and it was engraved and it was like, you know, really pretty and whatever. Nope, took it.
They took it and threw it away.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's the thing. See, you know they're not throwing away that shit. They said that they do. They get in trouble because I've asked before.
Right.
I asked recently. And I'm like, you're lying. They're like, no. I'm like, if I worked here, that shit would be gone home with me in a heartbeat. I'd be like, cool, nice cake knife.
Yeah.
You know? Cool, nice lighters. Oh, brand new drink hasn't been opened? Because I was mad when I went through security last time. I bought $30 of drinks,
right.
you know, planned for the whole day, and they made me leave the airport to come back in.
Really?
And I was all like, why? Yeah. It was so weird. Oh, because there's no... That airline's on the other side of LaGuardia.
Uh-huh.
That airport's on the other side of LaGuardia airline, so you have to walk out to go take a bus and go all the way around. I go, why isn't there a bus inside that would take me?
Yeah.
I don't understand. It's the only airport in the entire U.S. that does that shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Anyway,
but, you know,
my point was they threw away all my drinks that I had paid for, and I was pissed. So here's the thing. Why are they letting you have knives and you can't have water?
And you can't have water, right?
Are you freaking kidding me?
That's the thing. I mean, it's like it totally doesn't make sense. It just...
So I'm going to have an object where I can literally stab you a million times in your eyeball. I could stab you in your eyeball.
You can slash.
I could stab your tongue out.
Yeah. You know? I mean... So maybe you can get a lot of people quickly, but at the same time, it's still dangerous. You know, I just don't get, I don't understand why people need it in their carry-on.
I don't either.
Doesn't make sense.
So now I got to worry about, when are they changing it? Can I have a knife now?
Yeah.
Cool, because guess what? I'm going to take one on my flight then.
You're gonna take
just because now I'm scared of everyone else that has a knife that might cut me.
Right, exactly.
That's the only reason.
But remember, it can't be longer than 2 inches, so there you go.
Right.
They don't want it to really kill anybody, but, you know. Okay, what else? I guess this intern was working at a sanctuary for animals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She had a favorite lion there, right?
Mm-hmm.
She walks into the cage. The lion mauls her to death.
Why did she walk into the cage?
Why do you walk into a fucking lion cage? I don't care what the hell.
See, now here's
the thing. She's 24 years old. It's not like she's a kid or something, you know?
So
this is a male African lion, man.
Wow.
You know, these animals grow in the wild.
She deserves a Darwin Award. Have you seen that movie? Because it was great.
No.
It was so good.
A Darwin Award?
Yeah.
What was that?
You laughed and you didn't even know what it was.
No. I mean, well, it sounds funny because Darwin, you know, the evolution.
It's exactly
stuff.
What it
right.
is. So what Darwin Award is, it's the evolution of stupidity.
Okay.
So anybody that is that stupid, let's say, for example, like they walk into a lion cage and, you know, get eaten and die. That's Darwinism. So that's a Darwin Award. And they actually, no, I'm not kidding. They have a whole book and a movie out. And then there's actually awards they give out for Darwin Awards for being the most stupid of dying. So like, you know, I think one of them was they took a Zorb and they rolled it off a cliff into a ravine to see if they'd live.
Yeah.
Okay, of course they died. Just stupid things. Like, I mean, the dumbest things ever. People are so dumb.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's crazy. You know, I think they befriend the animals and they feel that that's okay. You know, I can go in there. They like me. You know? But it's crazy, man. Well, I mean, we're laughing. It's not funny, but, you know. I mean,
you know what? It's one less stupid person on the planet.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Yeah, that's true. Especially when we have a lot of stupid people like Snooki, for example.
Snooki
just lost 42 pounds. She's on the cover of Us Weekly. And let me tell you, her body looks pretty good.
She's had a baby, though, right?
She had a baby. Yeah. That's true. But at the same time, I mean, she looks pretty pretty sharp. Let's see, how much does she weigh now? They're not saying, but I guess she was on a 1,300 calorie a day diet for four days of exercise a week.
Wow.
Yeah. She got that Express Home Fitness meal service, you know that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where they get you the meals and stuff, you know? So her secret is you need to get your ass to the gym and eat healthy. So I guess we all know that, but not many of us practice this, you know?
Right.
And, but yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even recognize her. She looks so different. But it's amazing. Did you notice when people lose a lot of weight, they look totally different?
Right.
You know?
Well, I need to lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, right.
I do.
Come on, give me a break. Why? How many pounds do you think you're overweight?
I don't know. I'm not telling you that.
You don't need to tell me how much you weigh, but you can say.
Okay,
you
know. I think that I could definitely lose 12.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's not a lot. I mean, that's not
a
big deal.
That's a lot.
It is?
Yeah. Mm. I think.
Especially when you're not fat, it would be a lot. Because I think when you're heavy, it like, in the beginning, you lose a lot quickly, right?
Yeah.
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 I don't know, man. So, okay, Snooki. That's Snooki. Now, Facebook is announcing they're going to have a new look for the newsfeed. What do you think of that?
Wait, the what? The newsfeed?
The newsfeed. They're going to have a new look for it. And it's going to look different. So I don't know if we're going to like that or not because they change something, it looks like shit, man.
It took me a long time to get used to how this one is.
Yeah, to the timeline.
And it is annoying because it makes no sense. It jumps everywhere.
Right.
I guess we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. I know. The timeline, I still think it sucks, man. I mean, I don't know anybody that likes it. You
right.
know? I mean, the pictures always show up too big on there. You know, it just looks messy.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree,
there's two columns.
To...
You don't know which one to read.
Exactly. I wish they wouldn't do two columns and just do it like, you know, all it, like jumble it differently.
Right. Exactly. And then when you have a page, you know, as opposed to a profile, when you have a page, then when people post, it doesn't go on your main page. It goes like into a little box that says what others are posting or something, you know. So it's hard to see.
Yeah, it's very confusing when it comes to that. You know what else is really annoying, too, whose site I think is completely asinine? Mm. Ready? GoDaddy.
Yeah, you
How
like
about,
it?
They've changed their site around so many times, but they changed it around again to where I can't find my own accounts.
Really?
So the whole page is all there. I think they did it on purpose because they want you to buy more and be all in their shit. Because you have to go to the way tippy top left-hand corner, click on your name.
Right.
And then that opens up, and then you have to figure out, you have to, like, literally, it's like this page, and you're staring at it, and you're like, where the hell is the My Account button? Where is it? Oh, there isn't one anymore.
Oh.
They changed it to something else, what it's called, and you have to, like, literally, it takes me forever, and I got pissed off. Like, God damn it. Like, you know what I mean? So maybe just want to get off the site and not be on it anymore.
Right, yeah. You see, that's the thing, is that sometimes people change a site for the sake of changing it, and they make it harder.
Yeah.
You know? Our website, for example, has been more or less the same for the past 5 years, but we update the front page every day, you know?
Right.
But I'm not going to go and change the design every time just to have it look different,
right,
you know, for the sake of it being different.
Mm-hmm.
If it works, leave it, you know?
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I don't work with GoDaddy anymore. I mean, they really screwed us with the server and stuff, so I don't use them anymore. But for a while, they were fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just I think they get too big, and then you... It just becomes like a factory, you know. Nobody gives a shit about you. You know, you go with smaller companies and stuff. They even remember who you are if you call them a couple times.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So that's cool.
But so, is it cheaper, or is it? I mean.
Sometimes it's cheaper. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, look, GoDaddy's pretty cheap, but at the same time, it depends on what you're trying to do. For your website, you probably pay like $10 a month or something. And that's good enough. But for us, you know, when we have so many archives and traffic and stuff. We need a dedicated server.
Mm.
So then, you know, you need more reliable people and stuff.
Right.
And you don't necessarily
Why don't you
shop
get your
on
own,
price.
What if you got your own server? Wouldn't that make more sense?
No, there's too much technical stuff. You still have to put it somewhere, you know. You have to have like a company that hosts it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can do it, but it would never be the same... It would cost you more to accommodate, like, the speed and the number of visitors and things like that.
Because I have someone, I know that, actually I know a couple people that have their own servers. One is in their business and someone else is in their house. And I don't know, I just feel like, wouldn't that make more sense to...
Yeah.
It not cost a lot to get, but once you have it, I mean, God, you've got an unlimited amount, you know, whatever you want.
True. It doesn't cost a lot, really. I mean, when you rent it every month, when you lease it, it costs you a lot more than if you were to buy it.
One person bought it.
Yeah. It's just a fucking computer. That's all it is.
I think he said he bought it for like $20,000, too. Like,
what?
It was ridiculous. But it was a really big... Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the whole infrastructure that he needed was...
I mean, it's a whole, like... cabinet full of like
really?
Stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're talking about something else. I mean, a server can be just one computer, just like these computers that are sitting here.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what he has. I don't know either.
All right. Well, it's time for us to go. So we're not going to be here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. If anyone wants to come down, I'm working at the Natural Products Expo in Anaheim.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'll be there all weekend long. Come by and say hi.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And next week we're going to be gone because you're going to go see John of God.
I'll have many stories when I come back.
We'll have a lot of stories.
We're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not around anyone that week.
Right.
So, but the week after, I don't know if I can withhold from the whole sex thing. So I'll let you know if I get bruises on me or not.
Between your legs, right?
Yeah.
What a
God
place to
touched me there.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you in about a week. Please be tuned for Best Of next week, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.